From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Alyssa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. This piece is called Elegy. It's based on a piece of Chinese folk music called Wailing Waters, music that's associated with household Buddhist ceremonies. Elegy is a concerto for symphony orchestra and arhu, an instrument that sounds almost like a violin, but not quite. The soloist is a virtuoso of the arhu. Her name is Ma Shaohui. The arhu is a traditional instrument. Ma Shaohui says in China, mention it, and people think of beggars. A couple of weeks ago, the soloist on that recording paid us a visit to introduce us to her instrument. Ma Shaohui, welcome to our program.
Thank you. It's a great honor to be here to share my music, especially my instrument.
Well, you've brought some instruments with you.
Yes.
And I'd like you to introduce us to the arhu and tell us about this instrument.
Yeah. This is a kind of two-string instrument.
Two strings, yes.
Only two strings. The body made by old red wood and their skin from snake.
Yes, that's right. The body, you say, is old redwood. And
yeah.
The sound box here, which is not nearly so big as a violin.
Yeah, it's quite small. And we have many windows behind.
Little windows,
you can have
yeah.
a look. It's a sound come from there.
And snake skin.
I'm sorry about that.
That's right. Then
there's a bamboo bolt and the hair from the horse, the bow between the two strings. That's very unique.
You play the bow between the
yeah.
two strings.
Yes.
Show what that looks like when you play
yeah.
between. That's very beautiful.
Thank you.
And the bow is, I guess if you press down with the bow, it's playing one string, and if you pull up with the
yes.
bow, it's playing the other string.
Yes, it's a little tricky.
It looks more than a little tricky. and your left hand.
My left hand, we always touch the two strings at the same time, always.
They're a fifth apart, but you're...
Yes,
one
string is D, another string is A, and always touch the two strings. The intonation... It's very difficult, but it's also bringing the possibility we can have so many different types of vibrato.
Vibrato, yes.
We have something similar like a violin. It depends what piece I'm going to play. And we have a traditional vibrato, and I have my own unique Shaohui vibrato, whatever. So it's just many different types. But if you press a little deeper and the sound different, so it's... And when we play some local opera, then our vibrato are totally different. For instance, from Henan local opera. Yeah.
Now, these different kinds of vibrato that
yeah.
you can make with the instrument, I gather the reason you can do that in part is that there are no frets at all on this instrument.
Yeah, it's an active, but it's also very flexible, capable for many things, yeah.
Capable of many different sounds.
Yes,
that you
yes,
can make.
Yeah.
Now, when you play selections that are straight violin pieces, mm-hmm. Fritz Kreisler,
Yeah.
Encore. Are there things that you just can't do because you have only two strings and because your bow is between the two of them? Or do you feel that you can get at the music just as well as a violin can?
Oh, that's a really very important and good question, because I'm very be careful to choose Western pieces play on the erhu. So when I heard the Kreisler Liebeslied, I just feel, wow, the song is just right for the erhu. The sadness, the sensitivity, the warmth, the romance, it fits my instrument. So I don't want to show people I have two strings, I can play the
I'm as good
four
as
strings.
Four strings. Yeah,
yeah, yeah, I just show how great I am, or how it's not the point at all. I only want to say there's a possibility the famous melody can play by my instrument, maybe can give you another beautiful picture of this piece. So I can play a few seconds.
Sure, play
for
some
you.
Of the Liebeslied. Sure. Fritz Kreisler's Liebeslied on the erhu, Chinese, I can't resist saying, the two-stringed Chinese violin. Well, Xiaohui, can you leave us with one last selection before you go?
Okay, what do you want me to play? I can play the birds and the horse. And the horse. Yeah, do you want to hear?
Yes, yeah. What's the horse? I can imagine the birds very easily, but why don't you play the horse for us? Well, Ma Xiaohui, thank you very much for introducing us to the erhu and for playing for us. To see a video of Ma Xiaohui performing on the erhu, visit our new music website, npr.org/music.